podcast number one then. I don't think this should be in any particular order, admittedly, but this, as far as it goes, is the beginning, and this is where me and him talk about shit.
But if this isn't the beginning, I'd rather call this podcast number two, just to be an awkward see you next Tuesday.
I'll meet you halfway. 1.5. Can you like that? So the first podcast was news stories, and what we've come up with, and I've got two that I think are absolutely awesome. We've got the BBC. I always read the BBC news because I think it's brilliant.
I like the BBC.
It's informative, and, you know, we pay for it, so fuck it, I'm reading.
Apparently, it's the best website in the world. Voted.
One of the most popular for news and such as well. Which I find...
And that's a fact.
Which I find even more hilarious by the fact that these two news stories, one of which was today, do you work for a psychopath? Correlation has been found. Seriously.
Do you work for a psychopath?
Absolutely, that's right. Correlation.
Does he carry a knife? Sometimes.
Only on Fridays. It's non-uniform day. Go on, children.
We should have like a are you a psychopath test. Do you like murdering? Yes.
How many bodies do you have in your fridge? None. One. Two. Oh, I can't count.
You're just 4 points away from being a psycho.
Add up your points at the end of the test. Did you answer one for most of your questions? Not very psycho. Number two, little bit Norman Bates.
When you finish, an email goes directly to the police.
Please.
This guy likes genocide.
Please click here. Register your email address and also to send round the many white coats.
Do you want the cops? No. By no, you mean you've done something wrong, so we're sending them.
But yeah, it was. It was like, what was it? The thing says that there's a correlation. Those that the strong-minded of will can get, you know, ratty if things aren't done a certain way, which is a lot of common sense that you'd find in your boss. The career-minded, they're goal-focused, you know, they get things done. They don't mind pressuring people a little bit if it don't happen. Which I find a little bit different than a serial killer on account of they fucking kill people. But
yeah.
There might be some pressure before they do that, I suppose. Do you want to die? No.
Fred,
you sure?
Spread Red Patio. I think that the name gives it all away.
I was saying this in the hall at work as my immediate superior came down, so I made sure I kept it down to a dull roar. He did stare at me kind of fun.
What, in a, like a murderous look?
A little bit. But that's no different to any other day of the week, you know, that's just Friday. Yeah, I thought that was fucking brilliant. Great. Things to look out for in your boss.
So let's just say that your boss is a psycho, right? What would be, say, like, you go to work, you've done something wrong, you get a written warning. What would be the psycho equivalent?
Well, I suppose you would...
Sodomy.
That's it. You fucked it one too many times, going to have to give you a buggering.
The first one is a written warning of things you're going to have done to you if you carry on.
In sports day, a game of hangman with real people. Is it A? No, goodbye, Dave.
A verbal warning. I'm going to fucking kill you! And then the third warning is all sorts of bad stuff.
Fucking brilliant. Psychos. But I can see it now. I mean, I live around my workplace and there's a lot of people I just think, yeah, you're not too far away, are you, really? I mean, if they carry a hockey mat away, it might be a bit of more of a clue, but